thank you. We're going to loop back to a topic we've talked about a little bit, but ask for some more detail. The question is from the audience. Could you tell us about your strategy for building coalitions on Southeast issues with all other Alaska representatives? And Stephen, last, he comes first.
Building coalitions is showing up, making sure that you're available. This is my opinion, of course, and making sure that you have it together enough to have an open mind and make sure that the district that represents you is being represented efficiently and effectively. But the legislator that you're sending into the House is one of 60 people that is making decisions for all of Alaska. So the top priority for me is making sure that our priorities are being heard as the majority going forth and making sure that Southeast and Sitka, our whole region, is being heard. But we cannot neglect everybody else that's in Alaska just because I'm from Southeast. We have to make sure that we're on a playing team. That's why when I talk to Representative Munoz, when I'm talking to the Speaker of the House, when I'm talking to our Senator Stedman, when I'm talking to so many other people here in Southeast on the issues that are important to you that I've heard so many times that we've discussed here in Sitka when it comes to economics, when it comes to the ferry, when it comes to transportation, these are things they understand too. And that's what they're working for. So when we're working across the lines, when we're working together, get the parties out of the way. It's working as hard as we can for our interests, for this district, for the region, and for Alaskans as a whole.
I really like the metaphor of rose-colored glasses, and I think of that a lot when I'm working in and thinking about the legislative process, and I wear glasses. Instead of, you know, rose-colored glasses, I think of it as sort of Venn diagram glasses, which is, you know, the analogy that I drew earlier. And I think that's really, you know, the place to go when it comes to policy and politics and legislation. And I mean, regardless of what party you are, what your views are, I mean, there's always going to be issues that have dangerously high political voltage, like abortion, like the death penalty. They're always going to be there. You're never going to solve them. And there's sort of two paths you can take as a legislator, and I think there's great examples of both serving right now, one of which I disagree with, one of which I identify with. And one is where you're sort of throwing bombs from the back of the room, and every sort of political and policy behavior is informed by an election or thinking about an election or trying to make the other side look bad or trying to pick the issues that specifically, or the issues that are designed to divide people. Highly charged political resolutions, making rhetoric on the death penalty or the abortion or whatever the hot issue is that's just going to divide people. And those are the issues that are on either side, the left or the right, of the sort of Venn diagram. And to me, the sort of path as a legislator and a public servant is to live in the middle, in the Venn diagram, to find the issues that, I mean, there's a universe of ideas out there in the world, and probably 90% of them, all of us can agree, are good common sense ideas that are gonna make the world a better place. And trying to live within that 90%, to find that 90%, which is amazingly hard in our political system, given the two-party system, which is almost designed to send you, to fend you off to the extremes. And so the three priorities that I mentioned, I mean, those are all sort of intentionally picked and prioritized because they're that 90% of the ideas out there in the world that are good, that everyone can agree on. I mean, bringing fishing permits back to Alaska, that is a wholesome Alaska issue and idea, and, you know, I hope would be co-sponsored by every legislator in the House. I have a personal rule as a legislator that I only want to introduce legislation that can attract co-prime sponsorship from both parties, and preferably also crossing the rural-urban divide. And, you know, all three of the priorities that I mentioned today, I think, are informed by that thinking and that worldview that you want to live in the middle of the Venn diagram. So when it comes to building coalitions, I mean, it's almost sort of a worldview, I guess, a political worldview, and I certainly aspire to make it mine.
Thank you, gentlemen.